You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your hosts, George Papazov and Mark Borscht.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast with your hosts, myself, Mark Borscht, and
George Papazov.
In today's episode, we're going to be discussing how traders can use meditation to improve their trading and also to improve their lives. Now, you guys will often hear us talking about how important mindset is for trading success. And one of the best ways that you can honestly build and maintain a positive mindset is by meditating regularly. All right. Just like our bodies require an ample amount of rest through sleep, your mind also requires rest from the thousands and thousands of thoughts that we have on a daily basis. And meditation just happens to give your mind that rest so that you can remain more calm, more focused, and more productive throughout your day. Now, we've briefly touched on the topic of meditation in prior podcasts, or rather in prior episodes. More specifically, we spoke about it as part of one of the ways that you can start your morning routine off, right? This was episode 26, so I'd recommend you guys check that out. And we realized we've never really done a full episode just focused on meditation in and of itself. And so that's exactly what we're going to be focusing on today. We're going to break down what is meditation, what it's not, some of the benefits, why traders would consider using meditation, and finally, how you can go ahead and get started. Now, before we jump into that, let's hear a quick message from the sponsor of this podcast, Trade Pro Academy.
Hello, traders. It's George here. Today, I want to talk to you and ask you a question. You know, what would it be worth to you if you could really untap and unleash the full potential of your brain? How much would that be worth? What would it do for your life, for your performance, and most importantly, for your trading? Well, at Trade Pro Academy, we have a unique trading psychology program created for you that's based on advanced neuro-linguistic programming techniques. And the great news is it's included with the Elite membership. This is a course I personally spent over $20,000 traveling and getting certified on as a master practitioner, and I've adapted it for the trader. So this is going to allow you to get a copy of the user manual for your brain so you could fine-tune your own thinking, your psychology, and to unleash it on the market for optimal success. Check out the Elite Package and the Trading Psychology course at TradeProAcademy.com.
Awesome. Thanks for that great message, Georgie. Now let's go ahead and get started with this episode. So what is meditation? All right, we'll give you guys a second to think that, to ponder it.
Meditate on it.
What's that?
Said meditate on it.
Meditate on it. Meditation is really just a tool. All right, it's a tool that you can use to manage your stress and to control reactions to stressful situations. Imagine how that could help in trading, right?
Huge.
The actual definition of meditation is this. It's a practice where an individual uses a technique such as focusing their mind on a particular object, thought, or activity to achieve a mentally clear and emotionally calm state. All right. When you're practicing meditation, you're observing your thoughts, you're releasing them, and then you're returning back your awareness to a focal point. All right. So as I just mentioned, that focal point might be something like an object. It might be something like a thought, or it might be something like an activity. All right. And so the act and practice of meditation is basically focusing your awareness to the present moment. And we actually found this pretty cool quote that I really liked about meditation. And it's as such: meditation is not trying to go anywhere or do anything. Meditation and being present is just seeing what's there and letting it speak to you. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that's a fantastic quote. It's being present, being aware, being in the moment. And there's so much value in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just an opportunity for you to relax. But it's an opportunity for your mind to relax. Just like your body after strenuous situations needs time to recover, heal. You know, your mind needs the same. And we're going to talk about the different brain waves and what you get into while you meditate and why that's actually healing in a little bit. But I think it's important for you to set aside some time, not just for yourself, but to give your mind some space as well, to practice some awareness and just take a little bit of a pause. You know, only 14% of adults in the U.S. have ever tried meditating at least once. And I can tell you that probably, you know, this isn't a statistic. I would assume 100% of people who have achieved really high levels of success meditate to some form or state. You know, they're just, what is meditation? It's basically focus on any one thing. When you start meditating, you focus on your breathing at the beginning. And focus is paramount to success. And so, you know, meditation in 2020, you know, it used to be looked at as a woo-woo thing, and I think it's gaining some more traction. But I think everyone should meditate. And, you know, there's no excuse for it. I think it should be part of the repertoire. Like breathing, like eating, like sleeping are necessities. I think meditation is just as important. And I'm really happy we're going to dive deep into this.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think this is a good time as any to kind of mention to the listeners that might be thinking that, oh, you know, these guys are talking about meditation. It's time to tune off. You know, give it a shot. You know, give it a chance. Listen to what we've got to say and, you know, see if it works for you, because more likely than not, it will. And the reason why I'm able to say that is because I was the former, or I guess the latter, really before joining TPA. You know, to me, meditation, you know, mindfulness, all that stuff was kind of woo-woo. It was like witchcraft, you know, only a certain amount of people can really get benefits from it. And, you know, in all honesty and complete transparency, I actually enjoy it. You know, I've always considered myself to be one of the people that has a hard time kind of shutting off ideas or shutting off thoughts in your head. And, you know, I always kind of reference this back to my wife, you know, who kind of, she mentions that, you know, women's minds are different than men's minds because women's minds are, they're always firing on all cylinders. There's always something to go on, always something being thought about, et cetera. And I found that to be kind of true for myself as well. You know, I have a lot of thoughts and it just seems like it's impossible to turn off. And only once I started practicing meditation, was I able to kind of quiet the mind down. And, you know, there was a number of benefits that I got from that. All right. So if you guys are familiar with any of our work here through this episode, or rather through this podcast, specifically the first episode, you know, you'll understand the fact that everybody's perceptions of certain events, certain scenarios are their own based on their own values, beliefs growing up, right? So myself here with George in our studio, you know, we're sitting here, we're directly across from each other, but based on our values and beliefs, what we're experiencing right now, if you were to ask George, he'd have a different experience than what I'd be experiencing. You know, I might say, you know, it might be a little bit too cold in here. George might not even think about the temperature.
I want to take my shirt off right now. It's so hot.
Right? So it's all based on the individual's perception, right? So if you've had somebody tell you, you know, meditation doesn't work, or I tried it, it didn't work for me, that's their experience. What's your experience? Right? You've got to try it to have your own frame of experience. So I thought that I'd get that out of the way before we start on the benefits of meditation.
Awesome, man. You know, that I'm really glad you shared your experience, because I know people are sometimes hesitant to try it. And, you know, they see it as a woo-woo thing. Like for me, my journey to meditation, Marky, I first found it hard to get into meditation because I was putting too much pressure for myself to meditate.
Yeah.
Like, what is meditating? Some people do it and they're like, oh, my mind is blank. And then they think, am I doing it properly? Now you're out of meditation.
Yeah.
So it's like I had a hard time adjusting to the concept of also shutting off the mind because I'm such an active thinker. And, you know, now I actually find it hard to get out of meditation. Mm. I'm like, man, I just want to hold this moment a while longer. It's so blissful. It's beautiful. So let's talk about the benefits of it, of meditation and what, you know, brings, what positives there are for it. Then we're going to talk about what it is not and share some really, you know, a viewpoint from some very high performing athletes. And then we'll round it out by telling you how to get started, because I think it's important to do it properly so it ends up becoming a habit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So what are some of the benefits of meditation? First and foremost, you know, we've got a list, of course. And the first point on this, and the first point on this list is that one of the biggest benefits of meditation is that it helps build mental health. And, you know, we're recording this in 2020, And we just so happen to be in the era of COVID. And, you know, there's a lot of shutdowns. Hopefully we're not shutting down again, you know, knocking on wood.
Yep.
But a lot of what we're seeing, especially in these days, is, you know, a rise of mental health issues because, you know, you're not able to do as much as we used to be able to do. And that's really weighing on people. So, you know, one of the biggest benefits that, you know, even I found through meditation, speaking on my own experience, when this whole COVID thing started and the lockdowns initially started, you know, I was having a dark time. I was having dark thoughts, you know, not the, you know, the end all be all dark thoughts, but it was pretty dark at a certain point. And, you know, using meditation, you kind of, you're able to clear the mind of those thoughts and really focus on what's positive. And I think in this day and age, especially in COVID time, you know, building mental health and preventing mental decline is something that everybody should aspire to do. And that's something that you can achieve through practicing meditation.
You know, and I think that's very well said, Mark, is now more than ever, it's very important for mental health, because mental health issues, they're one of the things not many people talk about, right? In terms of the damage of coronavirus. And, you know, when you have like a really good friend, you meet up with them, you have a nice chat and you're driving home, you're like, damn, that felt good. You know, it's like, I really enjoyed this evening as you're driving home. Like, I'm really appreciative of my friend. You can feel that way about yourself by yourself through meditating. It's like spending time with the best company in the world, you. And that obviously improves your mental health. You know, the other thing is it could increase your awareness. I missed the point here. We'll circle back. You know, it increases your awareness because you're practicing being aware. You'll start to notice some really neat things when you meditate, when you're holding that moment of just existing without any expectations, without any demands, all the worries, the fears of the day, you know, the anxiety just melts away. And you really start to appreciate how important it is, for like how important your life is, right? You just get that awareness.
Yeah.
You know, you start to feel more connected. And, you know, look, the people who think it's woo aren't going to like the statement, but meditation, even though it's an inward journey, is actually an out-of-body experience. You're just like, you're connected to universal energy. There's a wholeness to it. That's what I love. And it increases your awareness and your concentration. You know, people who can't deep dive or can't go get in the flow, one of the best ways to do it is to meditate. You'll be able to concentrate better as a result.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost as if you're like, you're a kid again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's such a good way to say it. Like a kid, everything's possible, you know?
Yeah, everything's possible. You know, when you're, I don't know. I don't know if you can remember back to, you know, being a kid, you know, up to your, what is it, 6 or 7 years?
Yep.
Where you're still a subconscious sponge. But I would kind of relate it to being like a kid again. You know, you're not really holding on to thoughts or worries. You know, you might be outside and you're aware of, you know, how the sun is feeling on your skin or how, you know, the breeze, the noise, you know, everything that's going on in the background. You're aware to that. Whereas, you know, when we grow up and, you know, not really focus on meditation, you don't realize those things, right? Even, you know, I started walking to the office and that's one of the things that I'm finding more now on the walk to the office is my awareness is increased, not necessarily based on, you know, what's happening, but when I'm walking around, it's like, oh, like the wind is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, look at those people over there. You know, the grass is green over here. And just little things like that, your awareness increases. And I think it's definitely one of the main benefits of meditation. I think another one is, you know, it increases your happiness while reducing negative emotions, right? So this has some applications to, you know, kind of aid with people that might be dealing with things like depression, other, you know, mental health illnesses that are around. So some of the other benefits, you know, reduces the monkey mind. It's in the notes. It kind of makes me laugh. But, you know, the monkey mind is basically the subconscious, right? It's where the amygdala is linked, or rather it's the amygdala rather. And it's the one that kind of reduces the fight or flight kind of scenario, right? You're able to deal with stress and anxiety in a more calm and, you know, appropriate manner. So those are kind of some of the benefits that we've listed here. Georgie, if you want to speak on some of these others.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's a great list. And increasing alpha wave activity and, you know, just changing the structure of your brain by the different waves that you experience. So if you think about high frequency, you know, we're in the trading industry, high frequency trading. How do you picture that? Like a program and code that just goes on the market and goes, you know, pardon the language, but ape shit. It just goes in and does like 1,000 trades within 5 minutes, right? Well, if you think about high frequency, beta, which is a state of awareness and consciousness, that's we're in beta right now. It's a high frequency state for your brain, which means it's required to work at a higher frequency, a higher load, all right? But what ends up happening is when you meditate, you decrease to a lower frequency state called alpha. It's like a relaxed, like a lucid, not thinking actively and just existing. The way that I would describe alpha is what human beings were like thousands of years ago, you know, before social media, before thinking about what your girlfriend said to you last night, you know, before having to decide what kind of beer to drink for the weekend, before these like man-made decisions. Actually, the beer drinking was probably a decision thousands of years, probably wine. But before you had to make these complex decisions, you just existed. And at the primal level, you're just a human being that's a smaller cog in the wheel of the ecosystem. And so alpha brings down your brain frequency to a more relaxed state. Now you could go even deeper, right? You could go into theta, which is deep relaxation. It's a deeper meditation. And you start to see mental imagery. It's really cool because this is in theta is the highest active state of visualization. And then you could go into delta, which is deep, like dreamless sleep. You're out cold. And so as you go through these different frequencies, you have to understand that the most active one is beta. And anything that's most active needs a lot of service. Anything that needs service needs downtime. And so meditation is the act of putting your body and brain into downtime so it could recover and heal. And that's really the benefit of it. You know, it's one of the most, I could say it's one of the most honestly like rewarding and most joyous states that you could be in. I absolutely love it. I go every single day of meditating in the first thing in the morning. And we'll talk about why that is a little bit later on.
Yeah, exactly. But first, we finish off this list of benefits. Some more. So obviously you guys are, or rather should be getting to the understanding that there's a number of benefits to meditation. And we'll kind of wrap up here with the last of our notes, but understand that there is numerous benefits to meditation. And really the only way to realize what they are or to kind of get a hold of them is to experience them yourself, right? And to do that, you got to start. So some of the other benefits we'll cover here, it improves your focus, it improves your attention, and it improves your ability to work under stress. So again, whether it's trading or day-to-day life, how would you like to be able to improve your focus, improve your attention, and your ability to work under stress?
What were you saying?
Can all be done in a couple minutes a day, right? Further to that, it'll also improve your information processing and your decision-making. And like we kind of alluded to earlier, it's going to improve your mental strength, your resilience, and your emotional intelligence. All things that are required for successfully trading.
And I love that. You know, that's, you know, the benefits. You know, we've covered an extensive list. You're probably sold on the idea and you're thinking, you know, I was under the misconception it was something else. So let us tell you what it is not. You know, meditation isn't a religion. I've had some weird things said to me. It's not, you're not doing anything that's controversial. On the contrary, you're doing one of the most primitive things. And whether you like it or not, you meditate every day when you sleep.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just an extension of what your body already knows. So it's not this religion. It's not like a state of, it doesn't feel wrong. It actually feels like being connected to something that's right. Energetically, it feels like congruent with your existence. You know, it's not something to be feared. It doesn't make you weird. If you can or can't do it, it doesn't make you different. It's not all of those things. What it simply is a relaxation technique for shutting off the brain to allow you to exist at a lower state of brain activity.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, further to that point, what it's not, you know, sitting at a nice pool, enjoying yourself, lounging in the sun, you know, that's not meditation. That's you sitting at the pool, enjoying yourself, lounging in the sun. As funny as that sounds, but, you know, it's also something like, you know, people might consider, you know, going to the gym. You know, that's one of the things that I thought, you know, I go to the gym, I just lose thoughts of everything else and I'm just in the moment. I guess you can kind of consider it like that, but when you're in the gym, you're not focusing on an anchor.
Yeah.
Right? You're focusing on getting whatever the sets you need to be done or whatever reps you need to get done. There's no focal point to it. Right. And I think that's the big difference, at least in my experience with it. Right. So, you know, it's going to the gym, things like getting in the zone. I think those are mislabeled as meditation. Right. But the important thing, the way that we kind of define it and the way that I like to define it as well is that, you know, it's you've got an anchor for it and you're basically always coming back to that. Right. So, you're just focusing on breathing, for example. If you've got that anchor, you're focusing on your breathing. And whatever thoughts may come to, you know, you're observing that, which is another interesting thing, right? You're not thinking those thoughts. You are, as weird as it sounds, you are observing yourself thinking those thoughts.
Right.
And then you're releasing that, right? And so that's what meditation is. And like we said, you know, sitting at the pool lounging, that's not meditation. You know, meditation is not relaxing, but it is relaxing.
I like that. You know, when I read that on there, I purposely skipped it because I'm like, this is a murky thing. Yeah. But you had to say it for me to read it like that. Very interesting. I love that. You know, meditation is not relaxing, but it is relaxing. Beautiful. It's beautiful. So why consider meditating? You know, here's a list of a few professional athletes and high performers who, you know, swear by the benefits. And you'll be surprised by who it is.
Yeah, you will be surprised. And, you know, when we put this list together, surprise, surprise, there's another list. I didn't want to just have athletes. Granted, a good chunk of this list is athletes, but here's the distinction. A number of these athletes work or they are in team sports, and then some of them are in individual sports, right? And I think it's interesting to get a perspective of people that are on team sports, how they, you know, view meditation, people that are in individual sports, like things as golf, tennis, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, you're still the individual performing, but in an individual sport, you know, 100% of that onus is on you.
Yeah.
Whereas with the team, you know, you can perform 100%, but if the team's not performing, you know, you might not be getting the results you want. Right. So we've got that. Then we've also got successful business people. We're also going to be referencing.
It's a good list.
Let's start off with number one. This is somebody that was a huge idol of mine growing up. And unfortunately, it came to pass last year. RIP, Mr. Kobe Bryant.
In a horrific way, too.
In a horrific way.
So freaking sad. He was such a good, like, look, I didn't know him personally, obviously, but like, such a good dude and like good family man. Obviously he had some controversy, but like great ball player. RIP to Kobe. Kobe, I hope you're listening to this.
Yeah, seriously, man. RIP Kobe. But Kobe was a huge, huge proponent of meditation. All right. I actually found a YouTube video on it, and this is where I got these notes from. He meditated every day. He meditated each morning for 10 to 15 minutes. And when he asked why he meditates, this is what he said. I believe it sets me up for the rest of the day. It's like having an anchor. If I don't do it, then I'll chase the day, but I will not dictate the day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the last one is having a calmness and poise about whatever comes my way.
That's beautiful. Isn't it fantastic that what Kobe's saying here is that, you know, in order for me to have control of my day, I've got to kind of relinquish control to start.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. You know, it's ultimately is like to get control of the self, you have to allow yourself to be aware, to be present. And then everything else is light work. You know, I think good on Kobe. I'm not surprised to meditate every day.
And, yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's something to be said about his work ethic. But, you know, like he says here, meditation, what is it? Believes it sets you up for the rest of the day. It's like having an anchor. If I don't do it, I chase the day, but it does not dictate the day.
Beautiful.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful words from Mr. Bryant. Next on, another, you know, figure you might be familiar with, Mr. LeBron James.
LeBron. Right.
Mr. James. Some may contest him as the current GOAT. You know, that's another topic of discussion. But what's important for this topic is that LeBron meditates. Right? He's also a huge proponent of meditation. And you might have recently seen, I think as of 2020, he had a partnership with, I want to say Headspace or Calmly, one of the meditation apps.
Headspace is like the leader.
Yeah, I think it's, I want to say it's with Headspace, but don't quote me on it. And so there was actually a really great,
I played it.
He clicked on the link. There was a really great moment in 2012. Right, where you actually get to see LeBron doing this. And, you know, I'd encourage you to check this moment out. This was game 7, 2012. LeBron, during a timeout, you see LeBron sitting there in a state, I guess it'd be called a stadium, full of fans, you know, noise, everything all around you, distractions left, right, and center. What is LeBron doing? Eyes are closed. The dude's meditating. All right. One of the best in the game is sat there and he's using meditation to focus. All right. And he touted meditation for its benefits both on and off the court. And this is what LeBron has to say. It says it includes rational decision-making, cognitive performance, and the ability to perform and persevere under pressure. What do you think he was doing in game 7 of 2012 during that timeout? He was meditating because it gives him the ability to perform and persevere under pressure, right? So if somebody like LeBron James is doing it to perform at a high level, would you think that it might help you if you're trying to perform at a high level?
Yeah, I just watched the clip and it's fantastic. It's like while everybody's focusing on him in the arena, he checked out of the arena for a little 10-second break.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, you got to let the engine cool down if you're going to be putting a lot of pressure on it. And LeBron's just cooling down here mentally because everyone puts so much focus on athletics and like the capability of the body, not so much on the mind. Like lately, research and performance athletics has gone to the mind, you know, for a long time now, but that's where everything happens. You know, how does a mother lift the car with her child stuck in it? Like, how does a human person do that? The mind says, do it. The body just listens.
Yeah.
I think this is fantastic. I love to see people in professional sports because LeBron James, you know, he's an idol to a lot of people. A lot of kids look up to him. And I think these young kids are going to start to take their cues from this type of behavior and emulate it. And I love this. Good for LeBron.
Exactly. Moving on this list of people, high-performing people, to add to that, you know, rave about meditation. We've got another athlete. You might be familiar with this gentleman as well, Mr. Novak Djokovic, right? Highly ranked tennis player. I'm not sure if he's still number one or not, but he's definitely in the top five, right? And he had a little bit of a rough patch to his game and he came back and he absolutely smashed it, came back to number one at the time. I think this was like 2 or 3 years ago. Regardless of that, here's what Novak has to say about meditation, right? Meditation, he claims meditation's helped him find happiness and joy away from the sport. And this one is in quotes. I'm going to read it verbatim for you here. When asked about meditation, he says, I do meditation and yoga, just to throw that out there, out of a need to have an optimal state of mind and peace and calm. And at the same time, happiness and joy. Everybody has their ways to reach that state of consciousness when you're in a good mood and you feel love towards yourself, towards people around you, towards the planet. So I try to be aligned with this kind of approach and mindset in life. because it was definitely not an easy period for me in the last 7 to 8 months. The results were not there in the big tournaments, but more than results, it was that lack of balance on the court emotionally.
That's fantastic. You know, it's like he's right there telling you directly that what precedes, what comes before the result is the ability to be emotionally balanced. All right. Like meditation led to results. And he said, if you look at this, he's basically saying it's okay that I did crap the last 7 or 8 months, or not crap. He'd outperform any of us in tennis.
Novak's crap is greatness for me.
Yeah, exactly. I wish to be that crap.
Yeah.
But what he's telling you is like, even though I had a rough 7 or 8 month stretch where I wasn't hitting my expectations, it's okay because I'm meditating now and still finding joy and love towards myself. And therefore the future is going to be bright. You know, like this is fantastic. And I think this is so relevant to traders. And I would liken that to having a bad day. You're losing some money trading. What you could do is consciously beat yourself up for it, or subconsciously give yourself a break by going into meditation, saying it's okay because today's one day. You know, I truly and deeply love and accept myself, and tomorrow is where the opportunity is. Understand that what you've already created today, you can't change, but your mind state today affects your tomorrow. So Djokovic, spot on with that. And you know, I would be surprised if any athlete in 2020 actually didn't meditate.
Yeah.
They might be doing something that they don't know is meditation, but I'd be shocked if they didn't. Of,
you know? Yeah. Yeah. This next individual could be a little bit controversial, but it laughs. I think you see who the name is.
Yeah.
This athlete is no other than Derek Jeter. All right. And, you know, if you know his history, you'll know why it's could be a bit controversial. But nonetheless, still a hugely successful athlete in his respective sport. And, you know, he's been meditating since 2012. And we haven't found too much on him. But one of the things that he mentioned that meditating helps him with is that it's made him a better player and a better person.
And so the steroids. I'm just kidding. I did it for a laugh.
Controversial.
Yeah, I want to put a smile on your face. I don't really know. I don't really care, to be honest. And thought it'd be funny.
So that's another athlete. I think we just put him in there for quantity, but just to add one to the list. But
you're not supposed to admit that.
Yeah, Marky. I know. But like we said, we keep it transparent with you guys. This next individual, however, is not in this list for quantity. He's in here for quality. Ray Dalio.
Beauties.
All right. This is not an athlete. This is a high-performing, successful business person. In fact, he is running, I think, still to this day, the world's largest hedge fund. You know, not the greatest results in October. I think he's down 20% or so.
That's because he's not focusing on running the hedge fund anymore. Exactly. He's trying to build the brand as a personal celebrity, you know, But yeah, you know, I'm gonna fact check that while you go forward. Let me see.
Yeah, so George is gonna fact check me, but nonetheless, Ray Dalio, wildly successful person, you know, highly sought public speaker. Like Georgie mentioned, he's working on his personal brand at the moment. He's been meditating for over 42 years. All right,
he invented meditating.
Basically,
$160 billion fund.
But is that the world's largest?
It is.
It is
number
there
one.
There you go. Fact check comes up. I could post this on Facebook.
You're safe. They won't block your...
I'm safe. So Ray Dalio, his was actually pretty interesting how he started with meditation. And it actually started with the Beatles in 1968. All right. And Dalio credits meditation with being happy for his success, making controlled decisions, and leading a radically transparent company.
Wow. Right?
So this is no longer a athlete that's giving credence to his success for meditation. Right? This is a high performing business person. That's Ray Dalio. And
Are we moving on to the next one?
We are moving right to the next one.
You know what I like about Ray is that he's kind of a visionary, and look, I agree with a lot of stuff he says, and then I disagree with a lot of stuff, and he could care less about what I think, to be honest with you. And so, you know, what I like about him is that he's really stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Like lately he hasn't done well, but like This is a guy who was criticized, ridiculed, praised, and then that cycle's repeated over and over, and he's constantly outperformed.
Yeah.
And so I love to hear that that's one of his tool sets. That's fantastic. I read his book on the topic of Ray Dalio. I highly recommend...
Which ones?
Yeah. The Big Debt Crisis.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I don't like to see negative imagery, so I blocked out the word debt on my book with little stickies. So it says the big D rises.
Yeah.
And then my wife's like, are you sure that that's what you want to block out? And then I blocked out the D. It said big rises. Big rises. I'm like, yeah, I like big rises. And so anywho, little aside, the next one is, I wasn't aware of this, but I'm really glad to see it making its way into the corporate field, Marky, is Goldman Sachs. They have a meditation instructor that teaches employees and traders a breathing meditation practice.
Mm-hmm.
Employees and traders. Wow. And, you know, that's huge for a bank to do that. You know, a bank will not spend money on something that doesn't have a tangible proven benefit.
Yeah. And, you know, something that I haven't pulled off the internet, but I just know through experience and through speaking with, you know, former proprietary traders, you know, prop traders, a lot of them mentioned that in their prop firms, they had, you know, psychologists or, like they have here, meditation instructors to help get the mindset back for the traders. There's actually a show, what was it? Billions.
Yeah, Billions. Yeah.
They've got their own in-house, what was it? I guess she's like a therapist in that one.
I forgot her name. I was trying to think about that too. We're on the same wavelength here. That's cool. Let's think about that. But yeah, that's all she did. And that show is actually based on, I'm just forgetting names today. This is probably why I should put this in the show notes. But it's actually based on a former hedge fund manager who did the consulting. And this is factual. Like, there are psychological tools available to assist traders because so much of the job is psychological.
Yeah.
And I this is really cool. Before we move to the next thing, can I add one more thing here, Mark?
Yeah, of course.
Did you know that airports now in the U.S. are providing meditation rooms? Like, it used to be a prayer room, like a prayer room. And I think this is where, you know, it ruffled some feathers because, you know, this is what turned away a lot of people from meditating, calling it a prayer room,
mm-hmm.
right? Because some people just don't pray. And meditation isn't prayer. And so now they actually have meditation rooms in the airports. In fact, you know, that this is going to get me in trouble. I think prayer is meditation. But anywho, point is, there's now designated spaces for you to do this in. So you don't need it. You don't have to be in a room meditate. You could, you know, some people could meditate with their eyes open. And once you start to practice it, like, I could get in a meditative state on demand. Some people take a few minutes. I've been doing it long enough that I actually hold the meditative state constantly and I'm broken out of it when I need to. And that's really giving me a sense of calm. But, you know, that's just a cool fact I wanted to bring up. In fact, I think I just read a stat on airports here, Mark. It says many new airports. Never mind. I thought they're going to list the percentage.
It's good stats.
Yeah. Many. Mark, many of them.
That's good stats. I'll take that to the grave. So there you go, guys. So that was a couple of case studies, a couple of athletes, a couple of high-performing business persons, and even corporations. And, you know, Georgie mentioned the fact that airports are having, you know, meditation rooms. I think I read an article, or maybe it was something on the news where they did like a study of inner city kids.
Yeah.
And like, excuse me, inner city kids. And what they did was they effectively replaced detention with meditation.
Hmm.
And
wow.
They replaced detention with meditation. And they found that the kids, as a result of doing so, again, I don't know the stats or the figures, so don't quote me on it. But as a result of doing that, they were finding that there is a lot less, you know, violence or, I guess, disruptions in the school, and that the kids themselves were doing better as a result, because now, you know how kids tend to be, you know, taking out frustrations, getting in trouble, things like that. They were finding a different venue to do that, right? They were getting out their frustrations by actually meditating. That was putting them in positive flow, positive vibrations. And as a result, they weren't getting themselves in trouble, and you know, their I guess the results as far as, you know, tests and et cetera, attendance, things like that, started to increase as well.
I wish my school had that. I was in that room pretty often. The school is Robert W. Coleman Elementary School.
Oh, you actually found it.
I did that. Yeah, hey. It's really cool. You know, they said, here's a quote by one of the boys that served detention. What a little cutie. I did some deep breathing, had a little snack, and I got myself together. Then I apologized to my class. That's the cutest thing I've ever read. That's what one of the boys said. Oh, that's so, I did some deep breathing, had a little snack. That's so cute. Love little children.
Yeah, so I'm getting fact checked left, right, and center, but I'm glad these
facts
are checking out. Yeah, so like that was also something interesting, right? So like we said at the beginning of this podcast, it's going to help you as a trader, but more so than that, it's going to help you as a person, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's really, you know, the main, aside from all the benefits we kind of stated, you know, that's one of the biggest benefits you can have is, you know, being a better person as a result of practicing meditation. So on to the next topic here. Why do traders need meditation? Or why would traders consider meditation? All right. So if you're not already sold on the idea, here's how it can relate directly to traders. All right. Traders deal with a lot of emotional stress. Go on, Jordan.
When you said, why do traders need meditation? I was going to say, because it's cheaper than drugs. But I didn't know if I should. But I'm just having fun. You know, it's. Yeah. I think it's necessary.
We're doing things on our own terms here.
Yeah.
So there's lots of emotional strain, you know, obviously as a result of monetary gains and losses. You know, anytime that we typically risk money, whether it's making it or losing it, there's going to be emotions tied to that, right? And so depending on the situation, whether you're up or whether you're down money, there's going to be emotional strain, you know, aligned with that. And obviously, as you get more experience, your, I guess, the alignment between what the monetary result is and what your emotions are, it starts to dull off, right? But at the start, a lot of people that really have such a big focus on, you know, the monetary results. Am I up or am I down? What does my P&L show? Is it green or is it red? You know, those little things can cause stress at the start, and they can cause stress, you know, throughout your career if you don't address these things, right? And so emotions live on thoughts. And, you know, for traders, as soon as emotions come in, that is where trading no longer is trading, it's gambling, right? And so one of the biggest reasons why meditation would be important for traders is because it helps you not eliminate those emotions, but it helps you reframe those emotions.
I love that, Mark. Yeah, I feel like dealing with emotions is what's important, not eliminating them. And I think that, you know, meditation helps you stay there. It helps you hold a state of just being, of just awareness. Because that's what we need. We need focus and awareness as traders to really succeed in for the long term. And meditation helps you do that. You know, and also the cycle the traders often fall in is feeling anxious or happy. I think any emotion is in an extreme is not good.
Yep.
Yeah, which gets you thinking about money and emotional state, and that interferes with your analytical approach, right? Rather than focusing on the plan, you have to waste time. You're going to miss trades or get into the bad trades, because rather than focusing on the plan, you're focusing on fixing yourself, you know? Like, you should be tuned in and dialed up and ready. We just had a chat about this, Marky.
Yeah.
Before we recorded, you know, I started waking up earlier and it started to make me so much more money that I was like, geez, I wonder what would happen if I woke up an hour earlier. Before I woke up, I'm waking up earlier these days and coming to the office at 7 a.m. I used to get here at 8:30 to beat traffic because I moved a little bit further out from where we work. And, you know, it's had wonderful, wonderful positive results for me. And so I think meditation does the same for you and getting yourself prepared. It won't make you a better trader, but it will allow you to be a more aware, more focused, more present trader, which makes you a better trader.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, just to kind of summarize that, really the chief benefit here of meditation as it relates to traders is that it's going to help you, it's going to help ground you back. All right. And whether this is after a win or a loss, it's going to help you. It's almost like the meditation in and of itself. You've got an anchor, and whatever happens, you're always kind of, you're observing it, you're letting it pass as it is, and then you're bringing yourself back to the here and now, that awareness, right? So that's really the chief benefit as it relates to traders. It's regardless of what happens, you're always able to bring your awareness back to the present, right? Over the actual result. And that's why it's so important for traders to consider.
So how does one get started with meditation, Mark?
Well, I'm glad you asked. For those that are considering starting meditation.
Everyone should consider starting.
Here's how you go about it. All right. First and foremost, just like anything, you're going to want to choose a time of day when you're going to be able to do this, right? Meditation is obviously going to require no distractions, ideally a place where you're not operating a vehicle, you know?
Don't meditate while you're driving.
You're going to want to be in a place that is, I guess that's the second point. Let me go back here. So the first one is you're going to choose a time of day, all right? Ideally, you know, through these case studies that we've provided with and in our own experiences, I found that the best time to start is in the mornings.
Right? Yeah.
And if you reference back to episode 26 on how to build a morning routine for success, that is really the first part. We introduced the concept. It's not our concept, but from Hal Elrod, the saver's concept, right? The S stands for silence. And that's where you're doing your meditation. The first part of starting a perfect morning routine starts with meditation. And that's kind of what we recommend for you guys. So best time for traders to meditate, in my opinion, pre-market.
I love it. So right when it's about to open up, like when do you usually do it?
I will usually do it first thing in the morning. So I'll wake up in my office. I have a little, I guess like little chair with the stool combination.
Yeah.
And I just get comfortable. I don't even turn the lights on. I just get comfortable. Lights are all still off. Monitors are off and it's just a dark room. And that's pretty much when I do it, usually before I even go into to make my espresso and stuff.
You know, it's fantastic, Mark. That's the best way to do it because delta is where you sleep. Theta is the meditative state. Alpha is the lightly meditative, more alert state. And then beta is like you're aware and alert, fully conscious. And the brain doesn't go from delta to beta. It doesn't go from off to on. There's a warming up phase where you're losing... You're gaining consciousness, if you will. And so if you do this meditation first thing in the morning, you're already in a naturally meditative state. The problem is these days, what do? We wake up, what's the first thing we do? Grab our phone, look at notifications. What did I miss? What you're missing is an opportunity to work on yourself. That's what you're missing. There's nothing on that phone that could help you more than meditating. So as soon as you open your eyes, you know, before you get up, before you turn, before you brush your teeth, before anything, you know, hold a meditative state. You're already in alpha, which is going to be, if you're having a hard time or you're just starting out, that's the best way to start because you're already naturally moving through the meditative phase and it'll be easier to hold the alpha if you're passing through it, right? Like if you're passing through a town on your road trip, you could stop by pretty easily rather than having to travel to it on an individual basis. So that's when you start in the morning. And then pre-market, I like what you mentioned there. I think it's more visualization.
Yeah.
You know, That's when you could visualize how the day is going to go, which is a little bit more of an active meditation. You have a purpose in mind where this is just to be, you know, just to be. Could end the sentence there.
There it is. All right. So once you've got your time of day, I guess, specified to when you're going to be committing to that, the next thing you want to do is find a quiet and comfortable location that you can meditate really without any noise or distractions. Right. So, obviously, the more benefit or the greatest benefit you're going to get from this is if you're able to do it with no distractions. So, you know, that's what we recommend. You know, I don't have kids at the moment, so it's pretty easy to find a quiet place.
And when you get good at it, you could do it in the middle of a basketball court in game 7, right? That's the beauty of it. Like you can pull this tool out anytime you need it. At the beginning, though, for sure, quiet and comfortable space.
Exactly. Like we said, you don't want to be doing anything like operating vehicles or anything like that. It's not the place or time to be doing it. You're going to want to find a quiet and comfortable spot.
Can I mention one more thing? I know I'm torturing you because of what you typed. I'm really sorry. I offered you a lifeline.
You did?
But also, like, the physiology is important. Laying down works at the beginning, but it's try to sit and, like, you know, 45 degree angle or 90 degree angle, not 45, between your butt and your back. Straighten out. Put your hands on, like, the arms of the chair with your palms out and hold your thumb with your middle finger. Like, it really feels cool. Just hold. You don't have to, like, do the image that people use on meditation websites.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, like, you could do a bit of a looser form. Just let your arms loose, relax. Just hold those fingers, open up your palms a bit, and keep your back straight. And if you're having a hard time getting meditation, put your eyes 45 degrees upward. Like, look up 45 degrees, close your eyelids. If you just do that now, if you're not driving, hands on the wheel, if you are, you know, just do that. Put your eyes up 45 degrees, turn your palms outward, hold them like this. It's meditative. I almost just went transed out there for a second.
Oh, man. So once you've got your time of day, once you've got your location, the next step is to actually get a meditation, right? So like Georgie alluded to, you get to a certain point where you can do these meditations on your own. But to get you started, a great place to start is with guided meditations. All right. And this is what I started with, and this is what I still use. And I will continue to do so until I get to the stage where I'm able to do this on my own. And so start off with the guided meditation to get yourself more comfortable with the practice of meditating. All right. There's a lot of free resources you can use these days. You know, 2020, almost everybody, if you're listening to this, more likely than not, you're either on your phone or you're on a desktop, both of which have access to the tools we're about to suggest, right? You can download apps. There's Calm, there's Headspace, there's Insight Timer. You know, LeBron is the face of one of these three. I don't know which one.
Yeah, here?
Let's get the fact check machine coming, but I'm pretty sure I want to say it's Headspace. But the one I actually like to use is Insight Timer. All right. Those are all free resources. Obviously, there's paid options, but you will have free resources to kind of get kind of acclimated with it. Another great resource you can use is YouTube. All right. Just make sure you've got the ads disabled because that can get in the way of that quiet, comfortable, no distractions.
Anyone who puts an ad on the meditation on YouTube is just, it's something else. Yeah. You know, like that should be illegal. You know, I propose a law that has damages associated with it for anyone adding and monetizing meditations. But hey, you know what? It's their content. It's Calm.
It's Calm.
LeBron James, yeah.
I was wrong.
It says, train your mind. 4-time champion LeBron James opens up his playbook for mental fitness for the very first time. And the playlist is, intro to mental fitness, managing emotions, a champion's mindset, pregame prep, and the power of sleep. And only one of them is free. You have to unlock the rest. So Calm, there you go. Free plug on Trade Pro.
There you go. The other place you can use, like I said, is YouTube. All right. And, you know, we're not just about giving you guys the resources. We always take it one step further. Here are some of our favorites. And I'll give you some of my favorites. Like I said, I like to use Insight Timer. So a couple that I do enjoy, one of them is called Peak Performance Visualization by Rebecca Smith. And we'll make sure to link these in the show notes. Another one that I like on Insight Timer is called Empowered Performance by Shannon Raynard Demko. And I've also got one for YouTube, for you YouTube folk out there. A good one that I like from YouTube, it's called the 10-Minute Deep and Powerful Deep and Powerful Higher Self-Guided Meditation. That's a mouthful there. Let's try that again. 10-Minute Deep and Powerful Higher Self-Guided Meditation. And again, we'll drop these links in there for you guys. So once you got one of these apps, right, what I'd recommend, especially if this is your first time or you're newer to this practice, just start with a 5-minute meditation, all right? You don't have to go all the way in, you know, go in beast mode and try, you know, a 1 hour meditation.
The shorter the meditation at the beginning, the more likely you are to continue doing it.
That's exactly it, right? So you want to build a habit out of this. And the easiest way to build a habit is to start small and progress, right? So first one, I believe actually these two that I mentioned from the Insight Timer, those are five, they're the shorter ones, 5 minute. So you can get yourself started with a 5 minute meditation and build it up as you get more comfortable with the practice. All right? Ideally, you can get to, you know, 15, 20 minutes on a daily basis. You know, once you get to that point, you know, world's your oyster, right? You can go an hour if you want.
You can go on one of those week long meditation retreats if you want, where you don't, literally don't talk for a week.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, whatever works with you, you'll find something that, and there's going to, you know, when you do this longer, you're going to find different meditations work for different things. Yeah. You might find a morning one you like. And then if you have to go to a doctor appointment you're anxious about, you can do an anxiety one. There's literally a guided meditation for like anything.
Yeah.
Very topic specific.
That's another great point Georgie brings up, right? It's not a melting pot, if you will, right? There's meditations for different things. There's law of attraction meditations. There's anxiety meditations. There's, you know, depression meditations. There's meditations for a whole number of things, right? A whole number of topics, right? So whatever you want, granted, as a trader, you're probably going to want to focus on something like performance, you know, laws of attraction, mindset, etc. But you know, if you enjoy the practice, why not start to add in some more based on, you know, your own life, your own situation, your own experiences, and what you're trying to, you know, accomplish with your life. So I think that's important. And really the last thing that I have to mention about getting started is that when you're first starting off, and I take this from my own experiences, your mind is likely to wander, right? And just understand that it's normal. If this does occur, just notice that your mind is wandering, and then gently guide yourself back to focusing on the breathing. All right? And this is where the guided meditations really help, because what I just said is almost effectively like the meditation in itself. It's going to tell you, you know, if you're seeing your mind, or if you're noticing your mind start to wander, it's going to tell you, you know, identify that, observe it, and then bring yourself back to the focus of your anchor, right? And I think if you guys follow these steps, you know, get yourself that time of day, get yourself a nice location, commit to it, you know, download one of these apps. You know, we're not paid or sponsored by any of these guys, so that is what it is. But find what you need, give yourself that time, commit to it daily, and see how it works for you, right? I think There's no harm in trying. Really, the only harm you can do is not to try it.
Absolutely, man. I think everyone should be doing this. When you first start out, focus on a meditation that's easy. In fact, I would probably even in any of the apps that you download, type in beginner meditation.
Yeah. Generally, the ones that are under 10 minutes, they're usually more geared towards beginners, but it's also a great point you brought up.
Yeah, and there. A lot of the beginner ones are breathing focused.
Yeah.
Because you already know how to breathe. You're just now focusing on breathing. And, you know, start small and work your way up, small in frequency. But I would advise the best way to do it is commit to a shorter meditation, but commit to doing it every single day. How long does it take you to feel the benefits of it? 12 seconds. In 12 seconds, you'll be $1 million trader. No, but it 21 days or so, they usually say that long enough to form a habit. And so once you do it for 21 days, you're going to start to experience the mental benefits. You're going to find you focus better. You know, you're more in control. You're more alert. You're more aware. You're more, you know, more part of the, how do I say this? You're more alive. You just exist and you're aware of it. You're more thankful. You're more gratuitous for the things you have. You're going to be more positive in your thought process. Yeah. You know, it's a miracle. Meditation, I think, is a stop loss for the mind. Meditation is a stop loss for anxiety.
Yeah. I would say meditation makes you lighter. Not lighter in the physical sense, but like lighter in the sense that you're just getting rid of that emotional garbage that's weighing down on you.
You want to know how suggestible I am? Because I do a lot of meditation and hypnosis. When you said it almost makes you lighter, I literally was on the balls of my feet like I wanted to stand up. You almost made me stand up saying makes you lighter. You're a hypnotist.
There you go.
I love it. And can I just give a very quick tip on if you really aren't going to get the app and you're just going to turn this episode off, try this before you do that. Find a moment in your life that's been really special, that was really enjoyable to you, like very joyous that you remember, and relive that moment with as much vivid detail as possible. That's still meditating. And then, you know, do that every so often. And so that's what I got for you guys. You know, Marky's, we need to save Marky and wrap up the show. Yeah, you know what? I forgot to mention this. I will make a meditation for you guys. I will make a trading meditation specific for you. And in fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow you guys to help me make it for you. So put in the comment section what kind of trader you'd like to be, and I'll custom tailor it to that, because the meditation is going to be very straightforward, but the suggestibility and the idea, the visualization, I'll make it custom tailored. And I don't want to freak you guys out. It's a hypnosis, but it's a meditation. And we should do an episode on hypnosis. That would be a great episode. And what hypnosis is allowing yourself to take a suggestion and allow it to go to your subconscious mind. And I'm going to make a meditation for you. Let's call it meditation. It's less spooky. On how to be a successful trader, and not on how to become one from now, but how to be in the body of one that is already successful. How to put your mind in the body of an already successful trader. That's what I'm going to do for you guys. It'll be in the show notes. But since I've invited you to give me some words, it won't work. I invite you to still leave us comments, and I'll create another one for you. But I'll put one with this show for Thursday.
Awesome. I like that. Always solutions focused. And that's everything we got for today's episode, guys. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen. I hope that you guys found value out of it. If you did, if you think somebody else that you know will find value out of it as well, please, please do share this show with them. This episode. Also, guys, you know, we thrive on ratings and reviews. And a lot of you guys listen to us on iTunes. So if you guys can take a quick moment, pop on over to iTunes, just leave a rating and review. It's really going to help us out. And again, if you guys have any feedback, any comments, any suggestions, you know how to reach out to us, podcast@tradeproacademy.com. Nice and simple email for you guys. Just send one out. We really love reading all the suggestions, feedback, and praise from you guys. So thanks so much for doing that. And until next time, everyone, good luck and good trading. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.